When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, so bear with us here this morning as I believe we are just all of us here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as well as Megan Rain, are working on about 35 minutes of sleep here over the last 24 hours. It is par for the course in this industry, in this business, especially this time of year. And I got to tell you, it was worth missing every ounce of sleep as much as I just want to crawl and lay under here. Finally starting to come down from the excitement in one of, I think, one of the greatest nights in sports that we have seen in a very, very long time. Unfortunately, a lot of it took place on the West Coast. So those of us on the East Coast and those of you just waking up this morning, you got screwed. But don't worry about it. We'll get you caught up with the latest and what happened there. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. I want to thank you guys very much for streaming us, hanging out with us here this morning. We have plenty to get to. 24 hours away from the draft, we're going to get you caught up with all the latest news there. We've got a couple of games tonight still, that a couple of series in the NBA and one game seven in the NHL. It's like round two here, back-to-back nights of craziness. Nothing like NHL game sevens. Two of them last night, one of them tonight. And a couple of series that are hoping to get closed out in the NBA, and I think they both will. But I got to tell you, Dane, it was nothing short of amazing, coupled in the fact that you start doing a little live betting there. It kind of changes the whole scope of your evenings now when you got a little bit of action going on in the game, and then you're trying to pick those moments to jump in there live betting. It's a different way to watch it.
It really is, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Let's cock-a-doodle do it, degenerates out here. Let's make it rain. It really does, Joe. Let me tell you something. As you know, you were poo-pooing my three-team teaser yesterday. And as you know it, as always, I wound up hitting two out of those three. But I got saved by the live betting, Joe. You know, one of the ones that I was on Denver. I was on Portland. And by the way, Joe, I would also say that generally speaking, if you remember, one of the things I was on yesterday was the home team eventually pulling away when the realization comes that, you know, one of these teams' season is over. And that's what happened in Toronto. That's what happened in Philadelphia. That's what happened in Denver, even though it wasn't the end of the series. That home team really, you know, kind of pulled away in the second half. But this Portland-Oklahoma City game was absolutely ridiculous. And what happened in my teaser with the live betting, I was able to know that one of my bets was going to go down. It was the total in the Denver game. But I was able to hop onto the book, go live betting when I knew that the total was going to go low, and just wait until I found the numbers. So you could have found me watching TV, hitting refresh all the time, being like, ooh, This gives me a middle. Let's do it. And, you know, it really makes me wonder. It really honestly, Joe, and I'd love to ask your thoughts on this, it reframes for me how to almost make my initial bet. You know, it makes me really only think that all I'm doing is buying like a starting position to start to work off of in live betting and try to find like a middle. At some point in the Blazers game, also, you know, the Thunder were up like 8 in the fourth quarter. And I could have gotten Portland like plus 7.5. And you know, there's plenty of opportunity. And then you knew that you knew Lillard was coming back. You knew it was just a run. And teams make runs in the NBA all the time. And if you're just on it, all you can wind up doing is getting a ton of positions that look better and better as the game goes on.
Yeah, the most important thing to remember about live in-game wagering is to go in it with a plan. You have to have a plan in place, a blueprint to go, all right, here are the scenarios I have laid out. Scenario one, scenario two, scenario three. And you got to have some numbers laid out ahead of time, too, where, all right, here's the opening line. Here's the closing line of the game. Here's what I'm hoping to get. Here's what I want to happen. And then you kind of go and look for those scenarios as you're watching the game. The minute those numbers hits, you react. You don't think, you just react. Because if you go in without a plan, and you're trying to do it by the seat of your pants, that's where you end up making stupid mistakes. That's where you end up, emotion kicks in, and you're trying to do math while you're watching it. Then the line is gone.
Right.
It's so important to go in with a plan saying, either I have this number here, and this is what I'm hoping to middle, or, you know, only a couple of things can happen at the start of the game, right? One team is going to get out to a fast start, which is going to drop the line for the other team or raise the line, depending on what it is, or vice versa, depending on which team that you have. So you have to decide, who do you ultimately start from the end of the game? Like, who do you think is going to win? Do you think they're going to cover? And if not, start working your way backwards, because if you didn't believe Portland was ultimately going to win that game last night prior to it starting, then there's a good chance you would have never acted on, you know, when Oklahoma City's up 15 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth, you're not taking that bet. Like, you're not even looking at it and considering it, because ahead of time you already felt, hey, this wasn't going to happen. So my best advice for in-game wagering can be very profitable. You don't force plays, and you don't ever go into it without a game plan, without scenarios written out ahead of time where you go, this is what I'm looking for. When I see it, I go get it. Because I'm sure what you witnessed last night, Dane, was there were times where if you hesitated, it was gone.
Oh, definitely. Whatever.
Yeah, you were gone. So, and there is no time to think. There is no time to go, well, let me do the math. You've got to have that planned out ahead of time. And if you do, you can right a couple of wrongs there rather quickly if you feel you're on the wrong side. But more importantly, the middle. You can get yourself a couple of middles, give yourself a chance to win both sides of a bet. It could be very profitable. It is also what the guy who just won $1 million on Jeopardy, that's what he plays. That's the only way he goes in. He plays middles. He plays in-game wagering, and that's it. So, as you learned last night, Dane, you can right a whole bunch of wrongs rather quickly, can't you?
I sure was able to, and I found that middle, and that was great. And also, I would ask you, I think the teasing may help me create a middle going forward.
A little risky. All right, we'll talk about it coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
NFL draft tomorrow here as football fans all over the country getting ready, crossing the fingers, getting excited for the new season. Who are the additions going to be? Will they address the needs of your favorite team? A lot will be decided. A lot will be figured out tomorrow, of course. And don't forget, there's ways to make it rain during the draft as well. We'll help you cover all of that this morning. But welcome in. Coming off of what is just an amazing night in the world of sports. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we'll start with what was...
Can we start with Damian Lillard? Is there any other place to start?
Before we start with Damian Lillard, I just want to say how utterly frustrating and embarrassing the early games were yesterday, and how... You know, the true measure of a man is what they do when the chips are up against them. And I could not have been more disappointed with how Brooklyn came out with their backs against the wall against Philadelphia, just throwing up all over themselves. It was totally embarrassing. I was embarrassed for Nets fans. Brooklyn fans got all excited. This team that showed nothing but moxie and stamina and the ability to swing back when it was down looked like their tail between their legs after the first 2 minutes of that game, when Philadelphia came out swinging and Brooklyn at that particular point, the minute they went down, it took them half the first quarter to actually score a damn point last night. And from that point on, it was the ugliest basketball that I have seen. It started with them. It actually started with Orlando, another one that went down 30-8 before, you know, still 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And I'm watching Orlando. They're not even trying to take good shots. They got so far behind that everything was a chuck up and hold your head down and chuck up and hold your head down. And then it was Philadelphia. It was back to back. And then San Antonio, too, after a decent first half where they were still within single digits going into half, and you got to figure Popovich going to make some adjustments, they'll be okay. Right. They're still getting 5.5. They come out and throw up all over themselves in the second half and get none of these games, by the way. The first three games were not even remotely close to what even the final scores showed. And the final scores showed losses by 20. And I can tell you something. It was three times as worse than that actually trying to watch these games. So thank goodness for Damian Lillard. Thank goodness for Russell Westbrook. They saved the best for last.
Yeah.
But I just want to go on record to say that was some of the ugliest damn basketball for a elimination game back up against the wall for a playoff team. Listen, I get it. There is no parity is a tough thing. Everyone strives for it. But my word, people, I mean, at least go down swinging. You know, Orlando, Brooklyn, I don't know whether it's coaching, but those players got to look at themselves in the mirror, man, and go, you know, San Antonio's got another game. So, hey, listen, right. They can fight another day. They'll come back. I know that. But damn, Orlando and Brooklyn, that is just good luck with the taste in your mouth heading into the offseason. But it was just so disappointing and frustrating as a fan, as a basketball fan, and certainly from a betting perspective, going, come on, people, like, are you serious here? Like, at least make it worth everyone's while. Terrible. But then the night ended with this.
Lillard, a chance to send the Thunder home. Lillard, long range three. It's
good. Yeah, and I guess if I've got to sit through a couple of hours of just horrific basketball, if you're going to give me that in the end and you are able to stay up and watch that, I guess it's all worth it, Dane, because congratulations to Portland. You are talking about a dude that drilled a 40-footer at the buzzer on purpose, by the way. Took that shot on purpose.
Oh, definitely.
Threw 50 in for the game there. Eliminated the Thunder. Came back from down 15 points in the fourth. 6 minutes to go in that game. Down 15. And then Portland and Damian Lillard just picked up that entire franchise and said something we had said over the entire course of this, that there's something in the look, there's something the way they're carrying themselves that is different here, guys. This is not the same old, and what we ended up getting last night was a sidestep, pushback, drilling a 40-footer, not even, I mean, it wasn't like a bad shot, even though that's what Paul George said it was. Guys, that was, like, he purposely walked the ball to that corner.
Oh, yeah.
He could have drove. He could have done anything he wanted. He steps back on sidestep and drills that 37-footer to win it. You heard the announcement there. You heard the excitement, the people in arena. I could not have been more happier for Damian Lillard. Welcome to the national stage, my friend. If you didn't know who he was prior, you bet your ass you're going to know who he is from here on out. Could not have been happier for them. I know you love Portland, man, and congratulations.
Yeah, man, absolutely. First of all, to go back to your first point, you know, remember, I did say this yesterday, Joe, that I was worried that these teams like Orlando, like Brooklyn, would wind up at some point, I thought it was going to be in the third quarter, right, when the lead would go from, say, like 4 to 11 real quick, and it would take their, you know, it would take their gumption away, you know. I don't know, Joe, do you ever, did you watch, like, the Harry Potter movies? Read the Harry Potter books at all?
Yes, I've caught them in the past.
So there is a character in there, you know, and it's this like evil thing that comes and like steals your soul. They're called Dementors. Okay, they come in and they just like take your soul. That's what it is, right? And that's what happened to Orlando and Brooklyn. I thought it was going to happen like in the third or fourth quarter. It wound up happening in the first quarter. Their soul just got taken away and they were dead man walking. I will say this though, Joe, about Brooklyn. I still believe, even though they lost 4-1 to Philly, I still believe that they did enough to attract a max free agent in this summer. I still think that there's going to be people that think like, oh, you know what? Brooklyn's on the rise. I can get the New York media market. I'll sign with Brooklyn. The arrow is definitively on the way up for them. As it relates to Damian Lillard, let me tell you something. We were saying this last week, Joe, that Damian Lillard is announcing himself. He sees the opportunity to show that he is, quite frankly, a better point guard than Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is about the eye, the stats, you know, and Damian Lillard manages that team better than, you know, Russell Westbrook as a point guard. On the last shot, that's exactly what he was trying to do, Joe. He was of the mindset, bringing the ball up, I'm going to pull with a second left, and we're either winning this game or we're going to overtime. There will be no other outcome. We're not blowing this. And I think it was the exact right thing to do. He has that shot in his arsenal. Remember like 3 years ago when Steph Curry was pulling up from 30, 35 all the time and people were like, no, no, no. Oh, yes. That's what Damian Lillard does. He has that shot in his arsenal. He was doing that on purpose. He was doing that and getting fouled earlier in the fourth quarter, Joe. You know what I mean? And here's the other thing. I've seen this before. It was deja vu, Joe. And like 3 years ago, he hit a 35-foot shot at the buzzer to win a first-round playoff series and send the Houston Rockets home. It was like a go-home shot, like a walk-off homer. He's done this before, okay? And it is. It's absolutely him announcing themselves. These guys have a different look in their eye. You heard CJ McCollum saying it, that he wasn't going to go visit his brother playing in Europe. Dame Dollar has an opportunity here to truly be known as one of the best guards in the NBA. But his peers know it, Joe. The last thing I'll say about this, remember, he was the point guard on the floor in like the All-Star game in the last 3 minutes. And that's when they're all actually trying, okay? And we got a poll question up, Joe. Is Damian Lillard one of the top three point guards in the NBA? Yes or no? And if you ask me, the answer is yes. I'll give you Steph Curry. I'll give you Kyrie Irving. I can't name another point guard in the world better than Damian Lillard. Can you, Joe?
Not right now. I mean, listen, he's not Steph Curry, but he's in the conversation. And just being in the conversation.
Kyrie, that's about it.
Yeah, and even then, I'd have an argument for him being second over Kyrie, but my word, he reminds me a lot of Steph Curry under Mark Jackson. You know, when he didn't have all of the pieces around him and had to create shots. But we'll let you hear what the Oklahoma City Thunder thought of the game. Not good. We'll do that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
game time decisions.
I think it's a pile of crap that Nazem Kadri got suspended for the entire
series. He shouldn't have been suspended for the damn series. What about DeBrusque? What are the things he's doing? He's been hacking people's ankles the whole series, man. He's a cheap shot artist, too.
It was overly excessive, the penalty, the punishment.
It was. He's been suspended five times.
Hey, that's it would have been five. 4 minutes. Cross check.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wasn't just the NBA that delivered drama last night. There is something extremely special and very unique about a game 7 in NHL playoff hockey. Mm. And both of those games last night, Leafs, Bruins, two of the Blue Bloods classics, absolutely delivered. But again, West Coast, San Jose, taking on them Vegas Knights. We'll let you hear what happened there, because honestly, I'm still shaking my head as to what happened. Trying to go back and forth from Portland eliminating the OKC Thunder there and Russell Westbrook and Paul George to what was going on the ice in San Jose with the Vegas Knights was just unbelievable. Last night, the adrenaline pumping through. If you were a sports fan, maybe the greatest night in for individual sports that we've had in a long time. There, you gotta love the urgency. I mean, that's what makes all of this so much fun right now, is the backs against the wall. Now, Damian Lillard, who sank, by the way, if you're just joining us, welcome in. Damian Lillard dropped 50 last night, including a 40-foot bomb at the buzzer in the fourth quarter to end up sending, Russell Westbrook and company home for the summer. But that was, hey, listen, if he misses that, he even said it afterwards, listen, if I miss it, we're going to overtime. So there wasn't nearly as much pressure on him as there was, say, what was going on on the ice. And we'll let you hear that. But I want you to hear what Paul George, who was defending Damian Lillard, when he hit that 38-foot bomb there, which you had mentioned a couple of years ago when he did a very similar situation, not as deep, but it was also a pick and pop when he beat Houston. This, he had the ball, walked it up the court, purposely chose to go for a 47-footer. You know, a couple of years ago, it was inbounding, it was a pick and pop, and he turns around and he drills. This was by choice where he chose to go. And they asked Paul George afterwards, hey, Paul, what'd you think of, do you just, you just go, hey, man, give him that shot all day long? And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bad shot. Care what anybody says, that's a bad shot. But hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. You live with that.
Yeah, you live with that. It was a bad shot. It was one of the best, worst shots that we have seen in NBA playoff history, my friend. And not for, I expect that from Russell Westbrook, but Paul George, dude, he purposely walked you over to that corner. You defended it well. I mean, at what point do you just take your hat off? This wasn't a guy that came off the bench and had 2 points. This is a dude that had dropped 50 on you guys, has carried the team the entire damn playoffs, and, oh, yeah, has owned your ass, including your partner Russell Westbrook there, and you don't give the guy a little bit of credit, like not even like a, hey, man, hats off to Dan. You tell me it's a bad shot 3 times? Like, really, dude? Come on, Paul George, you're better than that.
Yeah, I hear you. And here's the thing, honestly, and, it's going to be people listening to me right now are going to be like, yeah, all right, Speeds, whatever you say. But at some point, honestly, when there was like 3 seconds left, at that point, you knew that's what Damian Lillard was going to do. You know, at some point when he's still 35 feet away, just dribbling it out, you know that's what he's going to do at some point. The mentality, if you know time and score, I take it all the way back, Joe, to J.R. Smith, in the finals a couple years ago. But if you know time and score, at some point when it gets down to it, you know that exact thing that Dame Lillard is like, F it. I'm either pulling up and scoring here or we're going to overtime and you got to get in his face. I know our boy Venmo Brian loves the step back three, the hop back with that athleticism that Larry Bird apparently did not have. But I think at some point you got to know that that's what was in his mind. You're right. It is a bad shot. But
yeah,
when
but he
you're
defended
Damian Lillard,
it well, it wasn't like he it was an option.
He had him. He gave him cushion. He gave him cushion.
You're going to give a guy a cushion from 40 feet all the time.
But once you get down to 2 seconds, you know there's nothing else he's going to do.
That is so much easier said than done, though.
Of course
because,
it is.
Listen, you're not going to allow him to drive past you either. So you can't be up in his face at 37 feet and let him just sidestep you and run around. So he defended it well.
At 1 o'clock yesterday morning, you would have heard me screaming out, he's going to pull it from there, literally 3 seconds before he did it.
But saying that and defending it is too totally – you can't allow him to cut left and drive through the lane and go ahead and beat you that way. I would much rather go, you know what, you want to take the shot, take it, my friend. You be my guest.
I really think there was – I mean – whatever. I mean, obviously, I am not Paul George, right? I am not a world-class athlete that is able to do what I'm
saying. And it wasn't like he didn't have a hand. Like, he defended it really well. Like, that's my point. Like, why don't you just admit, man, bad shot or not? Dude, you did everything you could. The guy, give him credit. He just dropped 50 on you guys.
I just think we knew Lillard was in a zone, and there was a point in time there where I knew it watching. I was like, he's going to shoot from there, guys. But I digress. It was absolutely amazing, and I think the key here is Dame Lillard is announcing himself as one of the best players in the NBA. He toils in the Pacific Northwest where you don't necessarily see him. Joe, we just said the West Coast, we were up until, 1:30, to see this. And that's what people are not doing on a day-to-day basis to understand the greatness of Damian Lillard. But you're right. I mean, here's my question for you, though, Joe. Do you think this means Paul George now sees what Kevin Durant saw, sees what other people saw, and is, it's like, all right, this OKC experiment was fun, but get me away from Russell.
No, see, I don't, listen, Russell takes a lot of bad shots. He's not a great shooter, but he did drop another triple-double last night. Russell Westbrook and Paul George are not the issues with OKC. The only reason they were in that game and up by 15 was because of those two guys. I think it's how important a supporting cast, bench is. They've got a bunch of guys behind them on the bench there that are defensive-minded players in an offensive-minded league. And you've got to have more than just Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Could Russell have shot better than, the 31, 29 points?
11 on 31, for 31.
Yeah, 31 shots, 29 points, which is, okay, great. You had a triple-double. I mean, Paul George, 36, 14 of 20. What the... you guys did what you do. The reason that you guys were even in that game was there. I think the problem with OKC is they got a lot of money tied up in those three dudes between, Adams, Westbrook, and Paul George. And the guys around you, philosophically wise, are they're decent players, but they're defensive-minded players in a Western Conference where it's all about what you just witnessed there. You've got to be able to get more from the supporting players for OKC. I think that's where they don't have a lot of cap room. They don't have a lot of space. So it'll be interesting to see what they do next year. But I can't fault Russell Westbrook. Could he have shot better? Of course. But you get what you get with Russell Westbrook. I don't know that it was those two guys will point fingers at each other. I do think that they'd have a gripe pointing to the rest of the roster and going, guys, we've got to kind of change the philosophy. It's 3 years in a row now that they have been bounced out in the first round since Kevin Durant left. They need a little more help. You need more help especially in a Western Conference. I just don't know that this lies on Russell Westbrook. It's an easy target, but what do you want from the guy? He is what he is. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still 31 shots. And then you think about what Lillard did in... he outscored him by 21. I mean, Damian Lillard, 50 points on 33 shots. He was 10 of 18 from three, so he took two more shots than Westbrook and outscored him by 21. That tells you all you need to know about the NBA today and the difference between, a Russell Westbrook and the elite guards in the league, the guys who can score. You've got to be able to score to compete in the NBA, and unfortunately... it doesn't look like they have enough scoring on OKC. But hats off to them. Great season. I think Vegas and everyone else kind of underestimated Portland, but I can promise you moving forward now, whether it is Denver or whether it is San Antonio, there ain't nobody taking these guys for granted anymore. That's what came out of that last night. Damian Lillard is here to stay, guys. And, oh, yeah, that look, and I'll say it again, he waved to them, right? He waved to OKC. There is an attitude, chip on shoulder. Do not sleep on Portland, people.
Yep, absolutely. To your point about the supporting cast in Oklahoma City, there was a point in the fourth quarter where Russell was hot, okay? He was hitting shots. And then in another possession, he drove and dropped it off for Nerlens Noel, who, like, fumbled it off his leg and out of bounds, and that allowed Portland to kind of, like, close the gap a little bit more and start their run. And you had to see Russell Westbrook's face. He was so pissed off. And, like, Bazemore had to come over and kind of, like, I mean, excuse me, not Schroeder had to come over and kind of, like, console him, calm him down, because, like, Russell was almost on some, I got to do this myself, I can't trust my teammates kind of thing, right? And you mentioned there's Westbrook, there's PG-13, and Steven Adams is also there, right? But maybe they do need
$100 million right there tied up.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I ain't mad at Steven Adams either. He definitely plays a role for this team. But you're right. The supporting cast is where they need to go. And, you know, I also just want to real quick, I want to take you back, Joe. Remember around like the trade deadline with this Anthony Davis saga was going on? And remember how I was like, what about if a team like Portland got Anthony Davis and had that backcourt? Wouldn't they be unstoppable? And everybody was like, oh, you know, nah, Portland's this kind of second-tier, nondescript team. And I said, listen, Kawhi did it over in Toronto, and Toronto thought maybe we could retain him if he, you know, experiences joy and winning and happiness. And I told you, the same thing could happen for a team like Portland if they get a guy that could be in the front court. I know Nurkic is the kind of the man, but he's out, you know, with the injury. Watch out for Portland. I think you're right, Joe. They have more left in them. And whether it's Denver or San Antonio, I think Portland's going to be real live, especially with the recency bias and fans being like, oh, my God, let's think about this team. I think the fans are – watch them be public all of a sudden. Watch them be a public team all of a sudden.
He is must watch basketball now and for out the rest of the playoffs. Good to see these smaller market teams delivering. It's good for basketball. It's good for the game. It's good for the fans. And not so good for the NHL fans. We'll let you hear what happened last night in San Jose next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates?
Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
My interest changed, boy, I'm brand new. Closet full of
geese. Nice, very nice.
Got it out the mud, call that grassroots. And I've been thought I was fly in the
Joe, I love the way you are like, when you hear the music on the intros. I know right away if you're feeling it or not, Joe.
You know? Hell yeah, baby. Bring it on. Especially after last night.
You're like really feeling the groove there, Dame Dollar, huh, Joe?
Yeah, man. Can't go wrong with that on a 6:30 in the morning here at with absolutely zero sleep because of the craziness that took place last night. NBA, NHL, too, by the way. If you thought Damian Lillard was that was exciting and that was crazy, what happened there? What happened in San Jose in Game 7 of the NHL playoffs? You're talking about the team, the expansion team, the Vegas Knights, the darlings of the NHL, made it all the way, inaugural season, right? Made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Just couldn't get over the hump past the Caps. So what do? Well, they're the better team. They're the better seed, and they still allowed San Jose to come back. They were up 3-2 in this series, allowed San Jose on their own home ice there in Vegas to win Game 6. Forcing a Game 7 back in Jose, in San Jose. And, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, they were up 3-0 in the third period, right? Up 3-0 in the third period. And then ultimately, this is what ended up happening at this game in San Jose in overtime.
Play continues. In he comes. Turns it ahead. Good right along. Down 3-0 in the third period of Game 7, San Jose climbs all the way back.
I've never seen anything like it between what Lillard did, but again, Lillard was, they were up 3-1 in the series, and at worst, if he misses that shot, they are looking at overtime. What San Jose did last night, guys, was just, it was one of the craziest hockey games I have ever seen. It's one of the craziest And there has been a lot of nuts, there's been a lot of crazy finishes in the NHL because of the urgency and because of a Game 7 atmosphere. There's always been craziness and drama. But, guys, what happened last night, I don't even know what to say because you had a little bit of everything. You had a team down 3-0 in the third that ends up coming back, not only ties it in the third, but takes the lead, then gives up the lead. And then they end up going into overtime. But all of this was centered around, you guessed it, the refs injecting themselves into what the outcome here was. It wasn't without controversy. This wasn't a mano-a-mano, 5-on-5, you're down 3-0, you come back and win. No. This was the refs handed down a 5-minute major for a crest check on Joe Pavelski of the San Jose Sharks. Now, what that means is, when they dropped the puck, all right, Eakin came over, the guy from the Vegas Knights, and kind of takes his stick, puts it into his chest. The problem is Pavelski, that's called checking, and the forechecking. And what happened was Pavelski lost his balance and cracks his head on the ice. So they blow the whistle. Now, normally in that situation, it wasn't anything dramatic. It was off a face-off. 99.9% of the time, that is going to be simply a 2-minute penalty, go to the box, and that's it. They gave him a 5-minute major, which means no matter what happens for 5 minutes, this guy was going to be stuck in a box, in the penalty box. Also, in hockey, if you're on a power play, you score, well, you're out of the penalty box, you're back at it full strength. Not with a five-minute major. With a five-minute major, your ass stays right in there no matter what happens. And, oh, yeah, they took eight shots during that five-minute San Jose, and they scored four goals. Four goals, eight shots, 5 minutes during that major penalty. San Jose, I mean, Vegas was, I don't know how they did it, but they ended up scoring a goal with about 45 seconds left. They pulled the goalie. They tied the game at 4-4, heading into overtime, and then San Jose they do the impossible, man. They go from a five-minute major penalty on a cross-check that really wasn't all that dramatic, except for the fact that he cracked his head on the ice, to giving up four goals, 5 minutes on eight shots to losing in overtime. I don't know if you are a Las Vegas Knights fan here. I don't know how. It's only your second year in the league when you think about it. You made it to the Stanley Cup. You lost last year. You made it to the playoffs here, and you gave up a 3-1 lead to San Jose. And, oh, yeah, you gave up 3-0. You ended up losing a game with about 7 minutes left in the third period. I don't know how Vegas – what the hell do you have in store next year for us Vegas Knights? I have no idea. But craziness, Dane, when I tell you just absolutely bonkers in a Game 7 situation.
Yeah, and I think the key point there that you made is really the difference between the five-minute major and your garden variety two-minute penalty, right? You know, when the team is on the power play, generally, you know, if they score on the power play, it is the end of the power play. You know, but with that five-minute major, like you said, you know, they've got that 5 minutes regardless of if they score, and they really took advantage there, the Sharks did, at that point, you know. And here's the thing. Am I wrong, though, Joe? Like, last year, when they made their run to the Cup Finals, wasn't it, like, completely out of left field? Weren't they a huge dog to do
so? Yeah,
well, like,
expansion they hit, because expansion teams are outside of the Florida Panthers back in the early 90s.
Right.
That was the last time that we had seen something like that make a run, but it doesn't happen often.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So on balance, you know, if you're a Vegas Golden Knights fan, you know, you got this expansion team, and you still wound up getting to the finals in your first year of existence, being a playoff contender. So, like, on balance, you have to be okay if you're a Golden Knights fan. But you are right, Joe, in terms of just the NHL in general, the intensity, the urgency, playoff hockey is one of the best things to watch in any sport. And I'm not even a big hockey fan, but playoff hockey, the intensity, the edge of your seat, because it is one of those, like, it's more like soccer in terms of two goals can do it, not basketball. And it's really about, especially in these sudden death overtime periods.
Yeah, because you don't generally listen. You had a Game 7 earlier tonight with the Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins, right? In Boston, not exactly as dramatic. It was 2-1. Till about middle of the third, Boston was winning, and then they scored another goal, and then something else crazy happened last night from a betting perspective here, something you absolutely never see. Just when you thought you've seen it all, yeah, the sports gods look down and say, bet you didn't see this one. 2-1, the over-under in that game last night for the Leafs and Bruins was 5.5 total goals, right? 5.5. That was the closing line. It was actually pushed up. It was 5, then it moved to 5.5. That's what it closed. I happened to take the over there because our friends over at Wager Talk had suggested maybe look at the over. So when it's 2-1 in the third with about 5 minutes to go, I'm going, wow, that's a torn ticket. We're just going to we're gonna burn that. And then all of a sudden, Boston scores and makes it 3-1, and I'm going, all right, you know, this was fun. All right, so it's 3-1 at four goals. And then about a minute left, they go ahead, Toronto, they pull their goalie, and wouldn't you know it, an empty netter comes in there. So now it's 4-1 with about 40 seconds left. Now, generally what happens with that point is like, now I'm pissed because I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right?
Be happy with your push at that point,
yeah,
no?
You know, I'm like, oh, I can't. I got 5.5. It's over 5.5.
Oh, I thought you had five.
Yeah, I got 5 goals here. I'm like, this is terrible. Because usually what they do is they just clear, you know, they clear the puck, and that's the end of it at that point. But no, Toronto goes ahead and pulls the goalie once again with 45 seconds left to go. And with 1 second left, they scored an empty netter, Boston did, to win it 5-1. In fact, they waved it off because they thought the clock had run out by the time the puck had hit the goal, was in the net. But then on further review, it actually landed in the net, crossed the line there with 1 second left. They allowed the goal. those of you that had the over in that Bruins Maple Leafs game, you cashed the ticket. Those of you that had the under, I don't even know what it's like for you this morning here. I was shocked. I had already thought I lost it. You never see two empty netter goals in 60 seconds ever in a million years, especially in a game that's, it was 4-1. Like, there was no reason to pull the goalie.
There's no urgency, right?
It's over. But two empty netters, and then those of you that had that five or under, oh, my word, people. You want to talk about a bad or hashtag torn ticket. One of the other torn tickets last night, too, was in the NBA in that game, that Lillard game. I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Paul George at the half, guys. Those of you that had the Portland, who, by the way, we told you on the show yesterday, Portland, one of the most profitable first half cover teams all year long. They just dominated home in the first half cover. Well, they were laying 2 points yesterday at the half, and wouldn't you know it, they were up by 4 points with just about 2 seconds left to go, and Paul George chucked one up at the buzzer. Guess what?
And it dropped.
And all of you that were going, they did it again. Profitable. And most profitable team. Except Paul George launches his own 45-footer at the buzzer at half. Ends up sinking it. Now, of course, instead of being up four, they were only up one. It doesn't cover. And I know there were a lot of people screaming about that, too. So there was drama across the board, not only for the sports better, but for the sports fans. Game sevens, bad, you know, you got these situations here with these torn tickets for people. And then, of course, you've got series ending beatdowns there, like what the OKC Thunder had to experience. When you put it all together, man, it was one of the most exciting nights in sports that I can remember. This time of year usually delivers because of the urgency. But my word, guys, we're at it again tonight. We got a couple of series clinching games tonight with Golden State can close it out. Utah fighting for their lives at Houston. And then, the Capitals taking on the Carolina, another game seven. So I try to mix in a nap at some point here today, people, because it's going to get crazy again tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here's what I'll say. It was like 1 a.m. right here, East Coast time. Ooh. I'm in bed. You know, my fiance is asleep. And when Lillard hit that shot, it was one of those moments where you're literally like, oh, you know, and I woke her up, you know, that whole thing. And even going into it, I was like, uh-oh, he might shoot here. This might be that. But it's still the raw emotion and celebration. Lillard waving them goodbye, mobbing it. I think his parents came down to the floor. He was hugging some random man. You know, yeah. That was like a civilian. I can only imagine it was his dad. I'm not positive, you know. But to see that. And that's the joy of sports. That's the emotion of sports. That's what we live for. Whether you're a fan, whether you have a sweat on it and some action, that is why, Joe, honestly, that's why these TV networks are paying so much money for sports contracts. Because in this day and age where you could watch any show on DVR or the cloud or whatever, sports is the only true reality TV that can evoke this emotion. And we saw that in full effect last night.
Yeah, no, we did, and it's coming back for a second night tonight. More drama, game sevens. What will Golden State finish them off? Will the Clippers muster up enough energy to go ahead and maybe extend this series a little bit? And really, Utah as well. Now that Utah is rolling, ended up taking one at home. Can they continue to annoy James Harden enough? Take him out of his rhythm enough to be able to, you know, steal one on the road here and send it back to Utah. Keep in mind, Golden State and the winner of the Utah and Houston game, they're next. So it behooves both of these teams, Houston and Golden State. Close it out tonight, guys. You don't want any extra games. You want to move on. But whether or not they'll move on, that's why they play the games, guys. Going to be an awful lot of fun. We'll give you the latest odds from Vegas. We'll tell you what they think. Coming up next here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy.
Greg, did you see this stupid article that came out saying Babe Ruth was the leader of the Yankees, and it wasn't because, you know, he never strained his oblique because, yeah, you know, players are weightlifting too much? Did you see this stupid article?
I did not see the article, but I've heard that before.
Apparently, all the Yankees players are getting hurt because they lift too many weights. Babe Ruth's Yankees are long gone. You know, he didn't miss time because he was just a fat dude who was able to just mash.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. You can become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands, tens of thousands of dollars using those lineup optimizers. Now, if you're playing MLB DFS, you're not utilizing DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong, guys. Take the promo code FNTSY, go get yourself a 10% discount, get your lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and of course, the use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. It's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today. And speaking of Major League Baseball, had a little of that going on yesterday. The Boston Red Sox, who were rained out the day before, had an opportunity to send the matchup that we had talked about earlier, Dane, with Chris Sale taking on Matty Boyd, Detroit Tigers. Game one early in the afternoon, a doubleheader there, which is nice. And for the life of me, I don't know why Major League Baseball doesn't do more doubleheaders and shorten the damn season, but that's another argument. But I will say this. I said we will fade Chris Sale until he proves that that he's not fadeable anymore. And yesterday wasn't it. Again, over $2 favorites at home, even with Matty Boyd on the mound, and he was still getting plus 180, I think, at the close. It wasn't that he pitched bad. He got 10 strikeouts. He went five innings, but it wasn't good enough. And that's the bottom line. His velocity still not there, but he was able to locate his pitches better. So, listen, if the new reality for Chris Sale is you're not 95, 96, you're 92, but you got better, you better be able to put it where you want to put it. And he did a better job of that yesterday. Struck out 10. You can't go wrong with that. But ultimately, gave up 3 runs. It wasn't enough because the bullpens come in and they get you end up getting lit up there. Detroit wins not one, guys, but 2 in Fenway Park. So all of that goodness and joy and happiness from sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays, yeah, seems like an eternity ago for the Boston Red Sox. But hey, congratulations. Keep betting those $2 favorites.
That's right. We got Matty Boy. I got Matty Boy at +175. The key, though, Joe, 97 pitches to go 5 innings. It'll expose that bullpen every single time.
Damn right. But hey, Craig Kimbrell, how you doing over there, man? Everything working out for you? Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two. Let's make it rain, people.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.